Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. Thank you for joining us. It is 11-3-11, the third day of November 2011 on this Thursday transmission. And we are going to now broadcast for 27 hours. I will be here for, I think, what is it, comes out to about 18 of those hours. We'll take a nap for about 3 or 4 hours in the middle of the night. But Aaron Dykes will be live. Paul Watson will be live. We have an incredible lineup of guests. This is our second annual 24-hour plus transmission. It was actually Jaron's idea last year. And obviously, we are having our fourth annual Money Bomb. And I'm going to break down briefly coming up at the start of the next segment who's coming up in the next 27 hours and exactly why we're having a Money Bomb. To try to fund the expansion of this operation, obviously, and what your previous support has gone towards predominantly. Also, we are going to be premiering the second part of the Charlotte Iserby interview, the first part, blew people away, getting into education. The second part is Skull and Bones being exposed. And so that is coming up in the lineup as well. There is just so much that we're going to be doing here in the next 24-plus hours today into Friday. And, of course, I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning after going to bed at about midnight and then couldn't go back to sleep till about 7 for some reason. And I usually am a good sleeper. And then I slept till about 9, hung out with my children some, and barely got here on time. So that's why you never see me up here with my hair still wet. I tend to wake up, eat breakfast, hang out with the family, and then take a shower. I'm certainly just now jumping in the saddle, and I guess that's good in a way because I was just going to stay up once I got up at 4. And I was like, no, I better try to go back to sleep. I'm about to be up here for most of the day. It's really easy to do this. Compared to what's the record filibuster? It's from Texas in the legislature over 2 days. Can't sit down, can't go to the bathroom, and can't eat, and have to continually talk, and cannot lean on anything. People are like, wow, you're going to broadcast 18 hours out of 27. Or I guess more than that, because I'm going to do 2 hours of the 3-hour show on Friday. I haven't done the math. I guess it's more like 20 hours. That is a piece of cake. Now, where it gets tedious, though, is taking the calls, talking to the interesting guest, because I won't just be up here muttering like a lot of filibusters do. I've got to really be thinking, and I'm intrigued, just like the audience is, on all the guests. So I'm listening, I'm thinking, and that's actually what's really, really tiring about it, is going over all the news. Boy, it is wild. I've got like 10 articles here, mainstream news, where, and of course, yesterday you saw Sky Television, London Guardian, Israel set to hit Iran. Netanyahu goes before the cabinet. He says he's getting ready to hit them. I don't know if they're going to attack. All I know is troops are massing in Kuwait. I've talked to a bunch of military on and off record who say the word they've got is Israel is going to strike. And they're set in the next few weeks to load that reactor. Now, what I said, some of my folks said it could happen any time in the next 2 weeks. And by that, I mean 2 weeks out. It could happen any time 2 weeks out. I think I said it could happen today. It could happen 2 weeks from now. It could happen a month from now. But this next 2-week period, they're getting ready to green light this thing. And they basically have green lighted it in Israel. And the U.S. Is just standing by. But the reason it didn't basically already happen is that that whole hoax concerning the Iranian used car salesman in South Texas wanting to attack this Saudi ambassador and bomb him at the embassy did turn out to be completely phony as a $3 bill. But still, we've got to talk about what this signifies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. It is Thursday, 11-3-11. It is the third day of November, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 27 hours. That's right. I will do at least 20 hours live here on air, but we also have Paul Watson sitting in for a few hours in the early morning hours. We have Aaron Deitch sitting in. We're going to premiere Skull and Bones expose with one of the only witnesses out there. We are going to have quite a transmission lined up for you. This is our second annual 27-hour transmission. Hour number one, I'm going to cover the news. Then we have a historian and geopolitical researcher, Joel Skousen, joining us in the second hour to talk about Iran, the election, and so much more. Webster Griffin Tarpley will join us in the third hour. Catherine Albrecht. Dr. Catherine Albrecht will be joining us to talk about all these announcements to censor the internet, to restrict free speech, and this panopticon of research control grid the government's put in place. Of course, the number two talk show host in the world, George Norrie, will be joining us, host of Coast to Coast AM. David Icke will then be joining us coming up. So that's from 4 to 5:30. Then at 6 o'clock, we've got Mike Adams sitting in for my first break from 6 to 8 o'clock. Then I return. Alfred Adask will be joining us. And Mike Adams has got a bunch of guests lined up as well. When he's on, he'll be in studio. We appreciate him doing that. Tex Mars is going to be popping in with us as well at 10 o'clock tonight. That should be always interesting and informative. We've also have Mr. Corbett of the Corbett Report, always informative and interesting as well, is going to be joining us. Fritz Springmeier, fresh out of prison now, first breaking his silence here for being shut up for bank robbery. The author will be joining us coming up at 1 a.m. Central. All these times are Central. And then, of course, we also then have Aaron Dykes from 2 to 4, and he's got some guests and a bunch of premiere videos he's going to be playing. Paul Watson is going to be on from 4 to 6, and he's got a bunch of guests coming on with him and breaking news. Richard Reeves from 6 to 7, and then in here somewhere, I know we're scheduled to air the Charlotte Iserby. You know, the guys are like, well, we've got never before seen Nick Begich. We've got the Charlotte Iserby. We've got the, they've kind of overdone it. And I think I'm going to select we air the Iserby because that's what people want to see. Begich is great as well. We can just put that up on prisonplanet.tv or premiere it on the news, nightly news or something. Gerald Celente then joins us at 8 a.m. Central. Then we're working on Alan Watt, Jim Mars, and of course, Bob Chapman. And I guess only one of these has question marks, and that's Alan Watt, but that'll probably come through. So that's the only question mark on here. So, wow, what a lineup that we have. Great job to the crew getting this together, because these are incredible times that we live in. And unfortunately, our political analysis has been spot on. It's unfortunate in that we were right, because this is scary stuff. It's horrible. It's disgusting. It's dangerous. I would rather reality be different. We have a tyrannical, maniacal, eugenics-based, anti-human, anti-life culture and system and college and association and society of psychopathic control freaks who are protected by a bunch of well-meaning idiots, compartmentalized fools, useful idiots, but also sociopaths, mercenaries, control freaks, scum, sadists, and others. And they are weaving a web, like a spider weaves a web, of control. The same web that tyrants and control freaks have woven throughout history, but now so much more disgusting and filthy, and the numbers of killed are much higher because the population is larger, and there's a technological overlay. There's a psychotronic overlay, a chemical overlay, a spiritual overlay, a psychological warfare overlay, from the flicker rates with the TVs to the sodium fluoride in the water and the Prozac in the water. And that's basically what fluoride is, as Ventura pointed out yesterday. I mean, it's just wild. Tyrants have always tried to fully dominate, and they've always failed. And they hate the fact that they can't turn us into slaves, biological androids. They don't want us to have free will. Now, we got a lot of interesting news. The White House is being subpoenaed, as you know, over just legalizing illegal aliens, including felons, and not even deporting felons now. They're also being subpoenaed over the different energy companies that they publicly gave hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of dollars. It's billions in total, but 500 plus million, you know, to one of the main companies that is made up of his campaign contributors. They never basically built anything. It was just a complete scam. And why would they commit crimes of this magnitude? Because they know the rest of the government at the top is so corrupt that if anybody tries to actually bust them, they'll just rat them out for all the other issues. This is the corruption factor once it gets to a certain point. They also hold the rest of the system hostage because Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others control the derivatives. They control the Social Security. They run it all. They're now taking over the Internet as we know it. They're now taking over free speech as we know it. This is a group of conscious criminals who have been told they can do whatever they want by their masters. And if the Republicans get uppity about Fast and Furious, they'll just expose government shipments of guns under Bush to Mexico and narcotics shipped in that are already in federal court, and the feds have admitted it's true, and we've covered it. El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. It is a group of absolute criminals blackmailing each other. And so when you reach that point, the sky is the limit. You know, I saw a cop car last night on 290 pushing, they got a little metal bumper, which is useful, pushing, I slowed down even make sure I was seeing what I was seeing, pushing some old man with a broke down pickup truck, looked like a pickup truck from the 60s, up the ramp, up out of the highway, not calling a bunch of city trucks, not getting 20 bureaucrats out there to shut down the highway, pushing somebody's car up the ramp, up the road to the gas station at the top of the hill. I actually see police now more than I've seen in years. I used to see this all the time when I was a child, changing people's tires, helping them. Look, I know the average police officer is not a bad person, but I also know the system is trying to hire bad people, trying to train them to be corrupt, trying to train them that it's a tough guy to violate people's rights. In fact, I have an article right here. This is out of the Sacramento Bee. That's the major paper of Sacramento. If you guys give me a document cam shot, I'll show people this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But this is up on Infowars.com now. Controversial T-shirt puts Twin Rivers Police Department in the spotlight, and it shows what looks like a five-year-old child, almost toddler-like, maybe four or five-year-old little boy, looking out from a grimy prison cell with grimy bars, and it says, "You raise them, we cage them." This T-shirt is designed by the Twin Rivers Police Officers Association, and it just shows the sick attitude. You know, I've heard the police radio transmissions that have made the news across the country where they talk about hunting people, and where they talk about all this, and it's this dehumanizing attitude. What police do to the rest of the public ends up coming back on them. It's like this retired police officer owns this big Trudy's down on Congress, and the city tried to shut it down, gave them the permit to build the $150,000 giant deck, then said we're revoking it after it was built, and tried to harass them out of business, and then tried to send cops in to do stuff to them once they were suing them. My lawyers, the lawyer that sued them, Eric Taub, and won, by the way, and now Tab has city people basically making little snide comments and little veiled comments to them. But that came back on you. This schizophrenic guy who it later came out on the videos, what they're in a suburb of L.A., didn't do anything to the police. They beat him to death and would do knee drops on his head over and over again for more than 10 minutes. He killed somebody with one of those. They killed him. Then tried to cover it up. Now the police did charge one of the cops with murder. One of them murder, too. The other just basic murder. The point is that they're selling you on macho-ness and on corruption and that it's tough and cool. It's not cool. It's not cool. With great power comes great responsibility. It's honorable to be a servant. It's honorable if somebody, you know, gets in your face to be in control. It's honorable to push an old man's truck up the road instead of just saying, I got better things to do. And see, government is trying to make it where police can't do things like that. All over the country, they've told police, it's come out in the news, don't respond to crime, go revenue generate. Don't help people, let them help themselves. Because they want the people separate from you. They want the people to see you as the enemy because they want us at each other's throats when it's just common sense that what happens in society affects police. You go to your children go to the same schools as everybody else, same churches, same shopping malls, same shooting ranges, same lakes to go fishing. Do you want to live in a society with microphones in streetlights and with they've now announced in hotel rooms saying, watch your neighbor, don't trust anybody, and the hotel guests may be terrorists, and we need, it says paying with cash suspicious, and spy on people's bags in their rooms. I mean, this is beyond the Soviet Union. I mean, is this, you really think we'll be safe? Look at the government at the top. They're a bunch of crooks. only crooks set up governments like this, and people that work for the government have to ask themselves which side they're on. Stay with us. Big news coming up on Israel.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the third day of November, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 27 hours if you just joined us. I'm going to get into the economy. I'm going to get into U.S. news, world news. I'm going to get into the incredible announcements by the Israeli government that they are getting ready to strike Iran. And I told you 2.5 weeks ago that after the 2-week period, I'm saying any time after 2 weeks from now, they could strike. Because that's what my military sources have said. That's what Ray McGovern said. That's what Bob Baer said of the CIA. That's what all of these people came out and said. Of course, I was saying it the day before because I have sources. And Israel's trying to sell the idea of striking Iran. And so I think we should talk about what's going to probably happen if Iran is attacked. They've got polls in Israel. Some polls show 50-50 for and against. Some polls show 70-plus percent against. So it's not just monolithic in Israel. Netanyahu got rid of his Mossad chief, a bunch of other folks earlier in the year, because they were saying they're not going along with it. Now, why are they saying that? Why are people that are in Israel and in the government saying it's not a good idea? Why is the U.S. government saying that? And again, our government's really the big mega banks. They're not against wars. They love to bomb stuff and take stuff over. It's because Iran, through proxies, is going to attack Israel on all sides. And the different sides have gotten high-tech weapons out of China and Russia. And 3.5 years ago, you saw in Lebanon, and the Israelis, by the way, have gone back in there, quote, to stop rockets. So there's already a force going in there to try to push back, you know, in case there's a full-on war. The Israeli tanks and troops got pushed back, got defeated. Because the people they're fighting do have some high-tech weapons. They do have some anti-tank shoulder-fired missiles and other nasty things. And so any way you slice it, the Strait of Hormuz getting closed, I'm going to talk more about it later. This is a very, very serious time. And for those of you still in denial, when neocon groups or pro-war groups or government operatives on the internet come out and attack myself and others and say they're lying, there's no way they're going to attack Iran, no one's saying this, it's crazy. I mean, I noticed 2.5 weeks ago when I said the word is they're getting ready to hit Iran anytime from 2 weeks out. But they want to hit them before the winter comes the next few months. That's what all my guests concurred with me. I've never seen just so many internet attacks, media attacks, the usual suspect attacks, because they're getting the order. By the way, we see this all the time in the IP addresses, because we don't really moderate very much on InfoWars and Prison Planet in the comments, except for calls for violence or posting somebody's phone number, you know, and say, here's their house, go after them. We take stuff like that down. But Tim's been trying to get me to do a YouTube video or report about this and show the IP addresses. There'll be one person with 10 different identities having fake conversations with themselves, and it's all government tactics. So we kind of find it interesting as a laboratory, but I think I'm going to start showing the IP address and actually do some reports, because they'll have in 10 different handles conversations with themselves and then say, looks like people are waking up to Alex Jones being a fraud. And it's one guy posing as 10 people. That's government megaphone program, they call it. They also call it sock puppets. I mean, they've admitted for a decade the Pentagon does this. They have hundreds of PR firms hired to do it. And, of course, we've got them after us. That's actually, you know, come out before. But, wow, I mean, it is, it's actually still incredible to see them doing it. So we're going to do some reports on that soon. So come on, trolls, come on in and show people, because you're also illustrating this for everybody. People commenting on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they see it too. They can tell by the writing style. But and I've done this for years. I don't know why I haven't done a report on it, because it's very interesting to see one person posing as many as 20 people sometimes. But they'll use and all the same IP addresses, because that's what we, you know, at a certain point we're like, all right, this person has 20 identities and they're spewing racism all day. Alex is great because he hates black people. You know, they'll say stuff like that so people that come to the site feel like they're not wanted there if they're black. It's all divide and conquer. It's all these tricks. It's all these things. But I saw the biggest push ever that I've ever seen in COINTELPRO and Disinfo when I came out 2.5 weeks ago and said, I guess it was October 13th, and said they've green-lighted an attack on Iran. Now, of course, you have the news today Israel considers preemptive attack on Iran. Netanyahu goes before Knesset, says he wants to attack. Israel test fires missile. It's all over the news. They're going to probably attack.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
By the sun, I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sings three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson king.
We are live. It is 11:03. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to mention again the unbelievably powerful lineup of guests and information that we have coming up today. I want to go back through that list for people that are just now joining us here in a moment. Now, continuing here, with the situation in Israel, the fact that the system tried to come out and say that that used car salesman, marijuana dealer, was going to blow up the Saudi embassy in D.C., the fact that it later came out even in mainstream news but buried in the newspaper that it was anti-Iranian government opposition groups that were in contact with him and Mexican drug cartels, and all of these former and current government experts came out and said, this is phony, this is an excuse to attack Iran. That's what was happening 2.5 weeks ago. As troops are moved into Kuwait, as the buildup happens, as our military bases go on secret alert, and now Netanyahu goes before the Knesset yesterday and says, I want to hit them. Last Friday, Washington Times reports, they've done the prisoner exchange to get rid of their Palestinian prisoners, give up 1,000 of them for one Israeli soldier. All of this is going on. All of this is happening right now. In a game of brinksmanship, they're coming in with more sanctions against Iran. Iran is scheduled in the next 2 weeks to load and fuel their reactors and to start purifying uranium. Now, the UN inspectors have been there, and they've said that they can't make weapons with this grade, but there's reportedly coming out next week an IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, report saying that Iran is secretly making fissile material. And Russia and China are protesting, saying the report is a fraud. That was in the news last night and today. This is all happening right now. You've got the fake report of the guy wanting to blow up the Saudi embassy. And you had Congressman King and others saying, hit Iran. It's on. So stop living in denial. Why would the government COINTELPRO want to come out and say there's no danger of Iran being hit? Shut up. It's not happening. It's all made up. Even now, as the Israelis, and they were doing this 2.5 weeks ago, Panetta, the defense secretary, came back and said they're getting ready to hit. They're probably going to hit them. They're totally diplomatically isolated. The Washington Times, who's pro-war, talks to insiders last Friday and says Netanyahu wants to be seen as Churchill. He's politically a dead duck right now. He's not going to get reelected. This will get him reelected. And they're all right here in the news. And again, it's not that I get lied about and people say, oh, you know, Jones is crazy, just making it up that there's probably going to be an attack on Iran. I said the green light's been given. It's going to happen unless we expose this plot as a fraud of this Iranian car salesman in South Texas to do all this. Unless this is proven as a fraud now, they're going to use this to attack. And sure enough, it got proven as a fraud. So see, the government's doing two things here. The fact that I get attacked on this, it's not that it worries me that I'm being attacked over it. It shows me just how accurate we are, that they don't want Americans having a debate about the worst war yet of the five wars going on. So it's a military tactic, like when they're ramming into the Branch Davidians church with those tanks and saying, this is not an assault, come out with your hands up. And they ran out and they mowed them down. We have the flare footage of the guys behind the tanks in an infantry tactic, just shooting them. And then running over their bodies and then bulldozing them with a Bradley fighting vehicle with a scoop on the front later back into the fire. And the ATF and Army posing with skulls and all the rest of it and blowing the little kids up inside the church records vault. That's the tactic, is we are not assaulting. So we're like, hey, you're getting troops ready. Israel's saying in their newspapers they're getting ready to hit. The U.S. is saying Israel don't attack. And they're moving troops into Kuwait, telling them there's about to be an attack. And now you've staged this thing saying Iran was going to do this, clearly as a fake provocation. Hey, folks, they're green lighting the attack. We better get the word out and stop it. They want to deny this is getting ready to happen so you don't politically put pressure on Washington to stop this. They don't want to debate about hitting Iran or not hitting Iran. They just want us out of the game. They don't want Americans having a debate. Because we've already come three times in the last 6-7 years within an inch. In 2007, Dick Cheney, now on record, and he admits it in his new book, ordered Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, to attack. Let me say this again, to attack Iran, and he didn't do it and had to resign. Then Cheney wanted to paint up blue patrol boats to attack U.S. ships there in the Gulf. as a pretext. This has all come out, and the government said no again. So they're always trying to get this war going, always trying. Iran's almost 80 million people. They've got a lot more high-tech weapons than Iraq had. They weren't under decades and decades of sanctions and inspectors all over their country for 15 years and a bombed-out nation. And it is going to wreak havoc. I mean, they're going to block the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices are going to explode. It's going to be a political diversion for the banksters to steal more rights and more money and set up checkpoints. They're going to use the Iranian war threat to start setting up the domestic checkpoints. Notice they're rolling out the EAS takeover alert in November 9th. First time ever FEMA and Homeland Security totally take over the media, whether you like it or not. Notice they've got the TV ads, the PSAs, all this stuff rolling, TSA popping up on the street corners, telling you, you know, we're surveilling you. This is all being geared up and prepared for something big. But the globalists aren't going to move with this plan if we have a debate about it and talk about it and point out how it's all a setup. So they just want to treat us like we're idiots and say, there's no talk about hitting Iran. Anybody that says we're going to hit Iran is a crazy conspiracy theorist. But wait a minute, Netanyahu's before the Knesset saying he's getting ready to hit and he's trying to get their support because it's a pretty big deal. No, he's not, Alex. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. But wait, I have AP. I have Sky. I have London Guardian. They all say they're getting ready to hit right here. I was right again that they're moving to. And they're like, no, Iran doesn't even exist. I mean, that's basically the mind game they play with us. And that's what really scares me. Is if I would have come out 2.5 weeks ago and said they're green lighting an attack on Iran. Anytime, you know, 2 weeks out and then on from that point. If I wasn't credible, the system wouldn't even care. That's why we know they're getting ready to hit them now. I mean, they're admitting it. We know we've been proven right. So it's that we're so right. We're so accurate. We have our finger on the pulse of the geopolitical system. That's why we're bad. That's why we have to be demonized. UK military steps up plans for Iran attack amid fresh nuclear fears. And what do they say at the end of the Sky Television article? It says U.S. troops are being moved into Kuwait. As I told you 2.5 weeks ago, it was not in the news at that time. I even told you they were going to try the invasion against Gaddafi, NATO backed in September, October. And of course it happened because I had military sources. And then you saw that happen. And then it got spun back, and they said, Alex is crazy. U.S. troops were never on the ground. They were admittedly on the ground. See, Obama says U.S. troops were never on the ground. You know why? Because they were under NATO flag. It's like saying our troops weren't in Bosnia. It was a U.N. operation. You see these little semantic games? It's kind of like Napolitano's now saying, I didn't perjure myself on Fast and Furious. We didn't call it that then. We called it Gunrunner. So I didn't lie when I said I'd know about Fast and Furious because we weren't calling it that yet. I knew about Gunrunner. But they said, you did this Gunrunning Fast and Furious. I know nothing about Gunrunning. Then she gets caught. Oh, I knew about Project Gunrunner. I didn't know about Fast and Furious. Same program. They just gave it another name. They play these games with you like you're an idiot. Because it does scare the system that we've got our hand on the pulse so closely. That we know what they're doing. I saw articles attacking us 8 months ago when we were predicting that they would use a ground rebel force in Libya next and then call those the legitimate government and back it up with NATO attack. I saw our articles and my videos. Where was it? I think it was on Little Green Footballs, one of the neocon sites, attacking me at the time going, look at this loon saying they're going to attack through proxies. Libya, and then exactly what I said happened. That scares the system that I know what they're up to. With spending dozens of hours every day with all these top experts and guests, reading hundreds of news articles a day, poring over data and history and strategies and proxy warfare. Obviously, this is not hard. It's all telegraphed. Okay, let's continue here now. You have just joined us during the kickoff of the 27-hour marathon transmission, second annual marathon transmission. I want to ask all listeners, to go to InfoWars.com. In fact, we'll put this on screen. If you go to InfoWars.com, you will see there in the featured news area a link. I need to restart my computer in here. I don't think it's been restarted in a week or two, and it's just not working. So I'm unable to use my computer. I need somebody to fix that for me if you can. Thank you. Or during the break, I can run over and do it, I guess. Great. But the point I'm here making is if you go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, that's the best place to find it. I was trying to tell you on InfoWars where it's at. Yeah, there's InfoWars.com. Scroll down, and then there's a link there that says InfoWars launches 24-hour plus offensive against tyranny. And if you scroll down there, you see our video feed of the next 27 hours, and then you see our other backup, and then you see our Justin TV, and you see our Ustream and other systems. And we've had over a million people in one day before tune into the free streams. In a three-day period, we had 3.5 million during our Bilderberg coverage. And obviously, our servers can't handle millions of people tuning in. So if our servers go down, if those top links go down, you'll be able to watch on Justin TV and Ustream in other areas. Though we did crash Justin TV during that during that Bilderberg coverage in June. So that is all available there. Please get that link and share it with everyone. But really, the easiest place to find it is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You see Live Feed 1, Live Feed 2, Live Feed 3. And then we have backup feeds under that. And you can check out the entire transmission right there and all these guests that are coming up. And who's coming up? Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief to break down Iran, the economy, give us his view on that. Webster Griffin Tarpley, geopolitical expert, will also be joining us. Catherine Albrecht. George Norrie, the icon, number two talk show host in the world. David Icke, needs no introduction. Mike Adams will then 5 to 7 Central sit in with a bunch of guests coming up so I can get a break. Then we have Alfred Adash joining us, always amazing. Tex Mars. We have Mr. Corbett joining us, always informative. We've got Fritz Springmeier, fresh out of being a political prisoner, joining us. Aaron Dykes then sits in for a couple hours, 2 to 4. He's got some guests as well that are going to be very informative. Paul Watson then sits in for a couple hours, then Richard Reeves. Then I'm back at 7 a.m. So I'll do 20 hours out of 27. You know, this says we're going to do the Begich video. I know I told him I want to do Iserby. Begich is great, but this Iserby is breaking stuff. And we may do the Begich later if we have time. That's a premiere video. Then Gerald Celente joins me live. Then Alan Watt. Then Jim Mars, and then Bob Chapman. So you talk about powerful 27-hour transmission. And if you're listening on AM and FM and want to be able to watch the show as well, just go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com to find those free audio and video feeds. Also, you can get 15 days free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, free trial subscription. And your memberships also support this truly alternative grassroots media organization. Now, let me tell you why we're doing this money bomb. It's really elementary. It was listeners 4 years ago that had the idea for money bombs that helped move us into this bigger operation, buy more equipment, and spurred me to go to the next level. And by doing that, we've been able to radically expand our reach. 4 years ago, I was probably reaching 5.5-6 million people a week total. It's 15 million conservatively. That's extremely conservative. 15 million people a week. 15 million. I have films seen online with over 35 million views per film. 35 million. Who else is at this level? Who else is opposing the globalists at this level? Who else is exposing them? Who else understands them? Who else has this incredible spectrum of guests with different perspectives so you can come to your own decision like I do? Who else? We have to go to the next level, and we have to be strong. In case, knock on wood, we get sued. In case I get killed or in prison, this operation's got to continue. I'm trying to groom the reporters, the researchers, the people that know what they're doing. I've got a plan in place if something happens to me. Believe me, I take the threat serious. Now these are criminals we're fighting. So it's very simple. And we've got some reserve backup capital. to try to run this operation regardless, but to hire a couple of reporters and a second line of people to help us on the nightly news show. And I, quite frankly, think we need one more person on the radio area. We got two people, but when emergencies come up, we're shorthanded. We got one person right now. And we're going to do that, too. We're going to get one more person on the radio. We need that. I'm making that decision right now. But the issue is that we need to get the personnel. We need some equipment. And so we're trying to raise $500,000. Sounds like a lot when you're not running a big operation. When you actually run something with 30-plus people, you find out it's not jack squat. It's a lot, though, for a country falling apart. But that, look, when you give to Ron Paul, when you give to alternative media, when you buy organic food, you are voting with your dollars. And other revolutionaries rob banks, to fund themselves. We don't do that. We're restorationists. We're doing this through the free market, through books, video sales, subscription sales, and listener-supported money bombs. If the globalists get the public to give to all their anti-gun charities and things and to NPR and things, why shouldn't we? That's another thing. They don't like me talking about a strike on Iran, and they hate this money bomb. Not just because of Alex Jones. They don't like the idea of people giving to patriot political causes, because if you did give across the board, we'd beat these people.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Gentlemen, I am fired up, getting ready for this 27-hour transmission. Joel Skousen coming up to break down his perspective, his view on world events. And then we got Webster Tarpley joining us and a lot more today. But getting back to this money bomb, the idea of people giving, the idea of people all in, like in my mother's side of the family, William Ayers, selling his land in New York and buying a ship full of Bibles, very expensive. He was a wealthy man, and coming to Texas to preach the gospel that he believed in, Protestantism, as a Protestant, because he didn't like the fact that everybody was being forced to convert to Catholicism. That helped create Texas today. And I'm not getting into some Catholic-Protestant fight here. I'm just saying history's made by people that take action. History's made by people that step into the gap, people who step up and take action. And that's what I've done in the last 17 years. And I want to thank all of you that have donated at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We've raised over $60,000 now. We need to get all the way up to $500,000 by the end of the show tomorrow in this 27-hour transmission money bomb to be able to continue to expand our operation at the levels we need to and to buy the equipment we need to. Go watch the videos of what we've built in the last 3.5-4 years. Thanks to your support, it allowed us to not gamble as much and to be able, by gamble, I mean hire people and then go out of, and then go bankrupt. It allowed us to grow and to be safe about that growth, because I don't want to be reckless with this operation. Okay. Because it's such an important research facility, a system for reaching out to people. So again, ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can support us by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You get 15 days, anyways, right now, free. You support us by going to InfoWars Money Bomb and donating. Again, think about the fact that NPR gets up there, though it's government-funded and Rockefeller-funded. Listen to who funds it. And then they also beg for money 3 or 4 times a year, every day. So they can sit there and put out anti-family, anti-gun, anti-freedom garbage. Now, there's some good PBS facilities in the country run by good people. So I'm not even trying to bash public television. I've actually seen some good out of that. But the point is they still have government funding and then big mega banker funding, foundation funding, and then viewers like you. So it's very elementary. If you believe in what we're doing and you believe it's good to give to a cause of waking people up, please donate. But listen, I do not want little old ladies who aren't doing well to give me one dime. I don't want young people who aren't doing well to give me anything. Spread the word about the show. Spread the word about the information. That's the most important thing. Spread the word about this transmission that's taking place right now for 27 hours straight. But for those of you that own businesses, those of you who don't like collectivism and tyranny and the banksters, who else is going to call for the arrest of the banksters? Who else is going to really point out what's happening? Who else is going to expose the system? Who else is going to expose the left-right paradigm and how they operate? Who else is going to give you results like you've seen here with the InfoWars family? So I'm going to tell you right now. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com if you want to make us stronger, if you want to see us grow even faster, if you want to see us expand what we're doing. We are doing the best job we can. We are busting our hind ends. I didn't leave here till 9:30 last night. And you know what? I'm not even seeing my family hardly now these days. But you know what? It's worth it because they have no future if we don't do this. So spread the word about InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Tell folks about the incredible 27-hour transmission. Spread that link out to everybody and donate now at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.